The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products and makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mark Manila, your host, and joining me...
Daniel, the producer.
The producer. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey.
Hey, Daniel, you know, sometimes I think about things that we don't have control over. You know, because that's when we get fearful. That's when we get... Oftentimes, people... just don't know what to do, so they get set off their normal pace and they lose their path. And oftentimes that's in finance. I don't know if you've thought about that, but you know, sometimes things just throw people for a loop and they don't know what to do with it, and they end up wandering aimlessly for a while, and it gets them off their life path or their Christ path.
Right.
You know, the road that the Lord had for them, and they find themselves way over here, maybe way in debt or something. And it could be something like, it could be medical.
Right.
You know, somebody in the family gets real sick, or an elderly parent or something, and they go into debt trying to take care of these things. Or it could be foolishness.
Right.
Sometimes we get silly, you know, wow, that new Lexus looks nice. Oh, I really want a Tesla, you know?
anything to distract us and to derail us.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we find ourselves in debt or in problems, and we don't know what to do about it because the bills are adding up to be more than the paychecks, and the savings have gone down, and people are tapping into retirements, and maybe even the retirements. Maybe somebody lost a job and they just, you know, juggling to keep things going, and now things are turning around, but they still don't know what the best way is to move forward. Well, today we have some answers. Mm. Today we have some solutions for people who find themselves off the path, find themselves over their head, in the rut, whatever term you want to use
right.
for that, and feeling kind of hopeless or feeling like there is no direction. And we're going to have some good friends with us, some people I've met in the past, or at least one of the two that are going to join us I've met in the past and had great conversations with, to help our listeners regain the hope and know there are solutions and there are answers to a lot of their questions. And we'll be talking with them in just a second. But first, it's time to shine the light on Wall Street with the hope of helping you, our listener, make informed decisions in your pursuit of honoring God with your investment choices. But beware, you may be shocked by what's revealed.
Do you know what's hiding in your portfolio?
So, Doug, what do you have for us this week?
Today we're going to be investigating bicycle manufacturing companies. From kids to adults, we have all been able to enjoy bike riding at some point in our lives, right? But are any of these companies involved in corporate dealings that would compromise our biblical values? The bicycle manufacturing companies we've screened were Doral Industries, which owns Pacific Bicycle and markets under the name brands Cannondale, Iron Horse, Swin, Mongoose, Roadmaster, and GT. Also, we have Cannondale Bicycle Corporation, Huffy Corporation, Shimano, Giant Manufacturing, Sam Chuli Bicycle, and lastly, Trek Bicycle Corporation, whose brands include Trek, Gary Fisher, Bont Rager, Diamond Bikes, and Villager Bikes. So which of these bicycle companies screened came back with violations? Well, first, let's remember that when we say violations, we're talking about companies which evaluator has found to be involved in corporate activity that would be offensive to Christians and biblical values. So which ones had violations? None. All came back clean without any known violations. So now that we know these companies screened were not found to have any violations, our listeners can feel confident in purchasing and investing in these companies. But remember, we don't make the investments. We just report them. If you'd like to see a list of these companies, log on to the More Than Money Facebook page at facebook.com/morethanmoneyministries. And don't forget to click the like button to stay up to date with upcoming shows. My name is Doug from Evaluator, home of Screen It, Clean It. Tune in again next time as we shine the light on Wall Street.
You know, if any of our listeners are reviewing their portfolios and find any of these stocks, these companies in it, and are trying to decide whether to invest in them or not, I really want you to understand that you shouldn't make any investment decision without discussing it with a financial professional. Excellent. Always glad to hear from them on Shining the Light, and always glad to hear that there are alternatives to the bad things that are going on.
Right. Doug helps to keep us informed as to who we can trust and maybe not trust.
You know, one of the most awful feelings, as I was talking about before we went to Doug, was that feeling of oppression and being overwhelmed.
Spiraling out of control.
Yeah. When you get into debt, when you get over your head, because it doesn't usually happen overnight, but when you wake up to it, when it finally wakes up, that it's, oh my gosh, I don't have control anymore. I've signed it all away, and now even my future income's gone. It's just way, way depressing for many, many people.
Right.
You know, I've been there in my life, and I know many people who have, and I know there's hope, but don't take my word for it. We have some experts on that.
Ah, yes. We need experts to help fill us in on these things.
Absolutely. And that's why we have Neely Peschel and John Jotka joining us from Christian Credit Counselors. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Well, good morning, everyone.
We're glad you're here because, you know, there's no worse feeling than when you start feeling like there's no hope anymore for your finances. And people need to know there is. Just the title of the company, Christian Credit Counselors, has to mean something more than just, just your typical government agency or something like that because of the term Christian in it. Let's start there. How does the term Christian play into all this as credit counseling?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, our goal as Christian credit counselors isn't just to help people with debt, help them get their lives on track when it comes to finances and budgeting and things like that. I mean, yes, that's what we do. But the reason why we do that is to enable people to do the Lord's work with what they've been given.
Mm.
You know, in order to give back to the church, give back to the body of Christ, you know, we've been given talents and skills and jobs and incomes, not just for ourselves and for our families, but for the whole community and for the whole body of Christ. And by getting the pitfalls out of the way, the debt, you know, things like that out of the way, we're then able to really focus on what we should be doing with what we've been given.
Mm. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I also have been there many, many years ago. I was so far over my head in debt that I didn't see a light. And if somebody would have been saying, you know, I want to help you, help turn everything around so you can give back, I'd be thinking to myself, this guy doesn't get it. He doesn't know where I'm at. I can't even think about those kind of things. I got to think about how I'm going to keep my car or my house or whatever. So a lot of people start turning to things like Christian counseling or counseling services, credit counseling services. But I have a question for you. Oftentimes people are looking for a quick way out, or they're looking just to have their debt forgiven and stuff. Isn't that what credit counselors do?
No, not at all. I think that there is a popular misconception out there between credit counseling, what we do, and what's known as debt settlement. Now, in a debt settlement arrangement, a person would pay back less than they borrowed, you know, a certain percentage, 50%, say. The problem with debt settlement arrangements, I mean, aside from the fact that you're not paying back everything that you borrowed, is that there are really serious consequences down the line. There are pretty serious potential tax consequences, in addition to consequences to the credit. I mean, aside from a bankruptcy, a debt settlement is a real negative mark on the credit, maybe the most negative mark aside from a bankruptcy.
So what makes Christian credit counselors different?
Sure. So credit counseling services like Christian credit counselors, what we strive to do is enable the customer to pay back everything that they borrowed in a way that's manageable for them. And the way we do that is through the pre-negotiated agreements that we have with the major credit card companies and banks. We're able to get the interest rates reduced, we're able to get the minimum payments reduced, and we're able to get people set up on a plan that enables them to get out of debt while paying back everything they borrowed, right, by fulfilling that commitment to paying back what they borrowed in a way that's not going to impact their credit negatively, that's not going to cost them anything, besides what they've already borrowed, of course, and that's going to set them on the path to financial freedom. Mm. That's really what we're going to, what we offer as a service. We're able to get people out of debt about 80% faster than they could on their own just paying the minimum payment.
80% faster?
Yeah, that's right. And the way we're able to do that is by getting that interest rate reduced.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Credit cards at 30%, 29.99, I'm sorry, percent interest. You think about that. If you have $10,000 in debt, your interest every year is $3,000. You know, $250 a month in interest alone.
And at that rate, you know, even if you've got a great job and you're bringing in great income and all your other expenses are under control, even with just that one credit card, you would almost never get out of debt by making the minimum payments because that interest costs you so much. So, you know, again, a credit counseling service, Christian Credit Counselors, we're able to work with the customer and work with the lender directly to work out an arrangement where we get the interest rate reduced, get the minimum payment reduced, and that is the beginning of that path to financial freedom. You said in the beginning, you know, it's hard to see the long term. It's hard to see that end state of the path where we're really fulfilling the Lord's mission with what we've been given. The very beginning, the first step there is getting the debt under control, and that's what we offer.
Excellent. Now, John, you're a certified credit counselor.
Yes, that's right.
I've talked to many credit counseling services for different clients and people over my time, and I don't think I've talked to a certified credit counselor. What's the difference?
Sure. Well, you know, credit counselor is a term that people can use if they're talking to you about money. They can say, I'm counseling you about credit. A certified credit counselor goes through a pretty rigorous process of education, testing, and examination in order to make sure that those of us who are certified credit counselors are up to date on all the best financial best practices, the best knowledge, and that we have the breadth of experience in the field that can give people the best advice possible. So myself, I'm certified through the National Association of Certified Credit Counselors. In fact, every counselor in our office is certified through them. Hmm. One of the biggest certification agencies for credit counselors. And we as a company believe that when it comes to our customers, we want to give nothing but 100% the best advice possible. So we only hire and use certified credit counselors. You know, it's not some guy who read a book on the internet, you know, or downloaded a podcast and now thinks that he's an expert on credit. These are credit counselors who've been through years of education and experience in order to make sure that they're the masters of every part of the financial picture that, again, can help our clients get out of debt and give them that hope, you know, with that plan to succeed.
With everybody being certified, it sounds like obviously they spent money to do this. They have to make money too. So how do you get paid?
Sure. So our agency is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay.
So, you know, we are regulated by the IRS in that regard. Now, of course, we keep the phones on and we keep the lights on and everything like that. And the way we have two different ways that we do that. The first way is through fees for our services. Now, I know that's going to scare a lot of people who are listening to this. They said, oh, everything sounds good up to this point until I heard about a fee.
Great. I can't pay my bills and you're asking me for money.
Right, exactly. Now, the fees that we charge for our services are regulated by state and federal laws, again, because we're a nonprofit credit counseling agency. So the fees that we charge are extremely low when you compare them against something like a debt settlement service or a bankruptcy service. You know, a bankruptcy, you might have to pay thousands of dollars to an attorney in order to file a bankruptcy. Our average fee is $35 a month. Now, I know that some people are even hearing that and saying, $35 sure. a month, I don't know where I'd even find that. The way that we structure our program and the way we structure our agreements with the creditors means that overall, our customers' payments are still lower by about 30 to 40% than they would be on their own, even with our fee included. So even with the fee that they would pay Christian credit counselors, they're still paying less than they would on their own.
Mm.
Now, the second way that we make income is through grants from the major credit card companies. The major credit card companies recognize the value of nonprofit credit counseling services like Christian credit counselors. They know that customers who enroll in a credit counseling program are 70% more likely to pay their debts back in full. And because our program helps people to maintain good credit or to rebuild credit if they've missed payments or things in the past, customers come out of our program in a stronger state. They come out financially more stable and more ready to tackle the other financial challenges that are out there. So programs like ours have great benefit in the financial community, and the financial companies like Chase and Citibank and Bank of America recognize that.
That's interesting. So they donate money to the nonprofit organization to help pay for the services that are going on, so you don't have to charge a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It helps us keep our fee to the customers low, and it helps us to make sure that, you know, we have all the tools we need to give the clients the tools they need.
So the one thing that you said was that you help negotiate, or you have pre-negotiated lower rates for people through the credit card companies and other institutions possibly. But what else is involved in credit counseling?
Sure. So it's, you know, taking care of the debts and getting those under control, like I said, that's the first step. But beyond that, when we talk about credit counseling, it's not just credit and debt. It has to do with every piece of the financial picture. So, you know, depending on the needs of the client, we're going to structure our counseling based around what's going to benefit them the best. You know, does the client need help with budgeting? Does the client need help with investments or retirement or other kinds of things that they have questions about and that they don't really know the answers to or don't know where to find the answers? So everybody's a little bit different. You know, everybody's financial picture is different. But we really pride ourselves here in being able to tailor our approach and tailor our toolkit to what the client needs, what is going to help them out, not just in the short term with their, you know, their immediate struggle, but in the long term. And like I said, that's going to set them up on that path to financial independence.
And that's very important. I like what you said about the long term as well as short term, because my experience in the financial industry is that oftentimes, people will get out of debt and then get back in, get out of debt and go get back in. They'll go through the cycle through most of their life unless they have some way to break that cycle to start developing a prudent way of managing their income and their expenses and their savings and whatnot. So it's more than just getting out of debt, although most people who are buried in debt, that's the only thing they can think of because they want to breathe again. But it's more than that, because most people can't stay out of debt without a life change.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we really pride ourselves here in working ourselves out of a job. You know, we would like to close that revolving door on debt. You know, we would like to for people to not go through those cycles of indebtedness, you know, versus, you know, paying everything off. We want to make sure that we give our clients everything they need to break that cycle, to break that chain, and to not be a slave to debt, to not be a slave to the credit card companies or, you know, the other types of lenders, to really make their money work for them.
Mm.
And I think that's really, too, what helps distinguish us from other credit counseling agencies is that we've been in business for 25 years now, so we have a proven method to get people out of debt. But what we're very interested in and what we're passionate about, though, is creating transformation. What are the next steps? How are we going to keep people on the road to financial freedom and keep the momentum going? And it's through providing education and resources and then coming alongside financial advisors and partners who will actually provide them with a certified financial planner, you know, free consultation, so that they know once they get out of our program how they can spend their money and how they can spend it wisely so they don't come back.
Move on to the next level of, yeah, it makes total sense. And so you partner with financial professionals around the U.S.?
Yes, that's correct.
That's excellent. That's good to hear. And I think our listeners would be good for them to know that I originally met you at Kingdom Advisors, which is a conference for Christian financial professionals.
And, absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity to come alongside Christian financial advisors who can provide good services and provide people information and equip them so that they can make good decisions moving forward. And the hope is to keep them out of debt and to keep moving from that struggling level to more of that stable level so that they can have a long-term plan.
In the last 3-4 minutes that we have, would be really nice to do is for some, there are some people listening right now, I'm almost sure of it, that are saying, okay, you guys are talking about this, but I need some solutions. I need something. I'm just ready to walk off a cliff. I'm so overwhelmed with this financial situation I'm in. What's one thing, if this is the only chance you get to speak to them, what would be the one thing that you'd want to tell them?
The one thing that I would want to say to anybody listening that's feeling like that is there is hope out there and there is help out there. You know, when you're alone, when you said at the beginning of the show, when you wake up in the morning and you realize that you're in debt and you realize you're in over your head, it feels lonely. It feels like you're in this by yourself. And the one thing I would say is there is help. There is hope.
Hmm. And, you know, one of the things I found when you get to that point that you're looking for help, that you decided that you need to do something, you've made the biggest step in the whole process. That was the hardest step you could make, is finally going, I need to do something about this. You know, once you do that, it's all downhill from there. Yeah. It really is, because once the mind is in the right position and facing the right direction, and that's to change, then everything else is just implementation. Even if you don't know what the plan is yet, it's just implementation. So hope is there. And I would agree with you totally, John and Neely. I think that that oppression, that overwhelmness, that anxiety, the frustration, the desperation that comes over people because of these terrible financial situations where they find themselves buried in debt and there seems to be no hope, I think that's from the enemy. Yes, there are commitments, but our God is bigger than that. Our God can take small sheep herder and put them up against the biggest warrior of the enemy. He can take David and down Goliath. He can take you out of this miry clay and put you on top of the hill. And it, maybe it's a year, maybe it's several years, but it will happen. And during that time, you're not going to suffer all the way through it. There is going to be relief. There is going to be oxygen back. You know, you're not on the bottom of the ocean without a lifeline anymore. You're going to have help. You're going to have people who care, love you, know God, and are going to encourage you. But the first step is to take that first step and to reach out for help.
I couldn't agree more. You know, and the great thing about our community, about the Christian community, is that there is that knowledge out there. You know, there's knowledge and help out there. And as a community, we can come together to help each other. You know, and that's really what the mission of Christian Credit Counselors is to give back, is to do the best with what we've been given.
Praise God. And let's talk about, let's get that Christian Credit Counseling information out there. It's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. And what number, if somebody says, you know, I can't remember that, Mark, and I don't have time to get a pencil, what phone number should they call?
They can call 800-557-1985, and they're able to speak with a certified credit counselor who will walk them through a free debt analysis where they'll review their budget, collect their creditor information, and within a short period of time, give them exactly how much we can save them or find out if there's other resources or information that could be beneficial to their situation.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with, thank you for joining us, Neely and John. We've been talking with Neely and John from Christian Credit Counselors. And the whole goal of this show was because we know there are people who want to change, who want to do something different, who want to climb out of that rut. And I wanted them to know there is help there. Because just like Daniel, many of our listeners already know, I believe Neely and John from Christian Credit Counselors understand that life is
so much more
than money.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Manila at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns.